America, you are messed up. Y'all watched a 14-year-old boy get eaten. What's wrong with y'all?
You just jumped right into it.
Oh, beef, wine, and shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. I swear to Black Feather Jesus.
Black Feather Jesus. Wow.
Ladies
Black
and gentlemen, Feather Jesus. I'm Stephen Van Patten.
He As dances always, at Rio de Janeiro.
Join. Right, exactly.
He dances at the Carnival.
Bye. Denise Tapscott, Kirk Johnson, and Mark Abbott, who is apparently going to teach us to do the mambo.
At the Copacabana. Where Black Jesus feathers are flannel.
Hey. So I know not everybody saw the season finale of House of Dragons. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, Lady Gaga was awesome. No.
You're stupid.
That's something else entirely.
Yeah, right? Bruh.
But you know what? I got to tell you, man, like a house music, like, I don't know, parody, you know, with a bunch of like people voguing and whatnot, like that would be hilarious.
Dragon train? We call it the dragon train.
Voguing
around a dragon.
Join hand on a dragon train.
Dragon train. Mm-hmm. I liked the episode before when like Rhaenyse was kind of like, she finally got to sneak off from all those people. I was like, I hope she's leaving, not knowing that the big ass dragon was going to come up from the floor. And I was like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That was so cool. I was like, all epic. Right, Rhaenyse, girl.
But she ain't killing. She ain't killing. There would be no story.
She just.
She murked like 80 civilians in the entrance.
Bloop, bloop.
Let me tell you something. Those would have been some barbecued Targaryens.
Right.
That had been.
Wait, you remember? Wait, bro. They ain't family. it's like what's her name? It's Rhaenyse. It's Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyse and Rhaenyra. Rhaenyra is the queen.
Rhaenyra, the mom. The mom. Oh, Rhaenyra's
the queen. Rhaenyse is the queen that never was.
The queen that never was is Rhaenyse.
So Rhaenyse, Rhaenyse is literally took a playbook from the Fast and Furious Dom. Be family. And flew the fuck off. And I was sitting there like this. I understand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I did a Chris Rock to, I can understand. I just don't.
I disagree.
But I understand.
I disagreed so much. I'm sorry. It's like, and
I think that's why she did. That's totally why she's like, I could have, but I'm gonna go tell on your asses instead.
Right. Yeah. It was like,
because the other people didn't even know that the king died. And I was so sad. Oh my God. I like that king.
He's like, she had a moment of, oh, Allison, you're a mom too. And I understand because of that conversation we had when I was forcibly held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna burn you with the second largest dragon.
At least not today.
not today.
Not today.
I see what you're saying, Steve. Because I see that shit. I always, you know, I never see a show where, you know, the hero like or the person in question has like a moment of ethics, and that shit don't come bite them right back in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
In a drama especially.
And this particular show especially.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Ned Stark.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
I mean.
Ooh.
Don't get me started.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And we all knew we were going to be looking at Ned Stark for years and years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Cut that motherfucking head off. What? Wait, what the hell?
A lot of pull. Yeah.
I got a quick joke for y'all, real quick.
Oh gosh.
So I've been playing D&D with some cats from the job, from work, and it's a Game of Thrones world.
Oh.
So it's before the Dance of Dragons. So
okay. When
Visenya is still alive, writing Vhagar.
Okay.
Because Vhagar's like, Vhagar's one of the original three. All right. And it's the only one of the original three, I think, that's still alive. No, it might be. No, I think that, yeah, Vhagar's the only one, I think, of the original three that's still alive.
Okay.
So there's a scene, me and I'm like a new character, and I get stuck on the roof with one of my boys, on right? Incendio, he's called, and I'm Tanner Sand. And we get to the roof because the building has been attacked by Faith Militant and crazy motherfuckers, and a dragon came and like started burning the place down.
Okay.
So we escape to the roof, and we get fucking punked by the same character, NCP character, that killed my first character.
Okay.
I started earlier, and my first character got killed by this guy named Jarell Spire. And again, this motherfucker comes at me, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So we have this whole fucking fight. I get tossed off the roof into a pool. Incendio realizes he can't fight these dudes by himself. He jumps off the roof after me, lands in the water also because he hears it. And after the whole thing's over, and we all five of us get back together, and we're not five, like six, seven of us get back together. Mm-hmm. We're like, you know, get that fucking guy.
That effing guy.
That get guy. That fucking guy. and he's riding with Visenya on Vhagar. They try to burn us, but we had something special that a squire gave us, and we didn't burn. But all we kept looking back and seeing her flying off, and we're like, this, we're going to kill that bitch.
Oh,
we're going to kill Jarell Spire too. We're going to kill them both.
We didn't.
So wait, Jarell Spire is like a character that the dungeon master is hitting you with, or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So like we saw him, like, it was like a surprise attack. I got cut in my wrist, cut in the arms a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not enough to stop me, but it was like, why the fuck are you coming after us? We just trying to get out the fire.
Yeah. So, it sounds like your dungeon master does not like you very much, Kirk.
I don't, you know what? Yep. We were all, literally everybody went like this. Yo, DM, what's up? The fuck, you killed him already with the first guy, with the same guy. And this is the second character, and I'm getting attacked by the same guy as my second character.
Wow.
So we were all, so I was like, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to get my my hit points back up, and I'm going after this motherfucker. Fuck
that. That shit sounds personal.
That's some Vedetta shit. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you did, but.
I ain't going front, man. I'm the only black character in the entire fucking Seaguard.
Oh, well, that's it. There you go.
I'm, I'm on the west side of Westeros at Seaguard. Going like, I got to find some more fucking mergers to hang out with because y'all too pale. And I don't trust none of y'all niggas.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like you should.
Seeing how you play, y'all don't play right.
I also played Dungeons and Dragons recently for about 7 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
on a streaming service, and it was the way this is set up, it's actually set up by my friends over at Extra Credit. And they have this rather ingenious way of playing, in the sense that, so characters in Dungeon Master, we're all in something called StreamYard, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're all interacting, and we're all a little cosplayed out, and we're having a laugh and whatever, along with the Dungeon Master. So they've got something set up so that you have a character sheet.
Okay.
That's another web page.
Yeah.
And then that interfaces with yet a third web page.
Oh gosh.
Roll 20. Mm. So when you're punching.
Were you on D&D Beyond? Were you using D&D Beyond?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's how that shit works. Yep.
And you hit the button and it gives you your dice cue. Mm-hmm. And then there's a map. And then last but not least, so there is this guy, Will, very talented tech guy. Who incorporates everything I just said into a separate web page altogether on Twitch.
Oh gosh. So it's
all nice and organized. And then off to the right is a chat room of everybody making fun of you while you're playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've seen the Twitch. There was one point we were fighting something called Cockatrice. Which is basically a horrible chicken type creature that's very dumb. Mm-hmm. It has doesn't have like a lot of isn't a very hardy adversary, but if they peck you,
venomous, right?
They turn you, you could possibly be turned to stone.
Okay.
Oh wow.
But so yeah. So and of course, me kind of like running up front, I was surrounded by four cockatrice. Or cockatrice, or what however the fuck you say it. So and I right, yeah that shit. So I apparently so it was right dice rolls for each one of them for me to defend myself.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
So one I bat away, another one I bat away, another one I dodge. And but then finally two of them hit me.
Oh no.
So then you have to take a constitution roll. And so I recover myself from that. And then I don't have a very successful roll on the last cockatrice peck.
Oh no.
So I turned in because I was a druid. So I turned into a dire wolf.
Oh no, not a dire wolf.
But I turned into a dire wolf. And then it was good that I happened to have David here. So then I could just kind of say, you know,
I'm a dire wolf.
I'm a dire wolf, bitch.
I'm a dire wolf, baby.
and turning into a dire wolf actually saved me, and it was a laugh and all of that. But then I was a dire wolf for a little while, so I couldn't talk, and then I needed to go find a tree at one point. And,
oh, God.
You know, there was, like, you know, so
they got a dire wolf.
What do you want?
Were you a trifling druid?
Squeaky toy.
I was a trifling druid, yes.
Okay, trifling.
That I was a trifling druid.
Yeah.
Because I was unemployed. Because I'm unemployed. Right. They don't need stage managers.
Yeah, right. They need or like a bar of Snickers.
Podcast host.
They need a bar of Snickers just to get.
Bar of Snickers. You're not yourself.
Yeah, you're not yourself. You're not yourself.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
But the good thing is, it was actually a great time. We were, except for breaks, we were actually on for about 7 hours.
Wow.
But the people in the chat room really enjoyed it. But the real point of that is the joke that went on at my expense just as I almost got turned to stone. Somebody in the chat room typed Stone Van Petrified, which
Van Petrified.
Stone Van Petrified. I had to give them credit for that. I was like, okay.
That's hilarious.
That's a good one. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of Petrified,
wait. The finale. I thought you were talking about the finale of the...
Oh, yeah.
The final moment.
I don't want to, because, of course, Mark didn't see it. Now I'm feeling bad that we kind of jumped in on it a little bit. But, I mean, he's going to see it. Look
at his face. He's just like...
I know. If there was a school for teaching side eye and just generally looking unhappy, even when you not, Mark would be like,
okay.
Exactly. That would be a whole different Abbott Elementary.
Oh, yeah.
But
wait, you ain't see House of Dragon, but you saw, never mind.
What are you going to say now? Oh, we're gonna say now. Where are we going with this?
Here we go.
I call myself understood. You have a family. You have a family. You take care of the responsibility. Game of Thrones, bitch. You're gonna see the
Oh,
only
no.
Other show
now he's leaning.
With brothers and sisters and fantasy movie and stuff. But you want to see Game of Thrones.
He's leaning to the side. That is never good.
That is never good.
Look at his face.
That is never good.
He has his hand on his arm.
He got that Ron Isley, Mr. Big thing happening
He does. He does. That dude, he looked like a bloodstone right there.
I hear for Kirk. So Kirk could call me the bad guy.
Ooh.
So he could look at me and say, you didn't watch House of Dragons. You're the bad guy. So you know what, Kirk? Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Oh, no. What do you want?
He's coming back.
Mic drop, boom. Headphone drop.
I felt a moment. I felt that.
Is that
actually
a London Fog raincoat on that chair?
Oh, God.
Are you a Constantine?
Constantine! Let the cat out the bag right there.
Mark would actually be a good John Constantine. Yeah, I can't front. Yes. I cannot really front. Would. He would actually be really good, I think.
That would be my first choice. Oh my God.
Hey, you don't want to talk to nobody. He knows she's right.
No, you know what?
She said what she said.
Why I'm laughing is because he said, I was going to say, now that we're in the Halloween season, I've been watching a lot of Hammer Horror. Mm-hmm. And I realize what my profession would be.
Oh.
In the Hammer Horror universe.
It's not Vampire Hunter?
Nope.
Great. Pray tell.
Glassmaker. I would make a killing because Dracula had jumped through more glass windows.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Anybody else I've ever seen. For no reason. The Monsignor come in, hold up the cross, out the window. I'm like, you can't go to the door? You can't push your way through it and shove your way out the front
door? Wasn't the Monsignor blocking the door?
No. He could push his way through. I
mean, he's pretty strong.
Break people's glass. I mean, I would make a killing. Be like, Dracula was at my house. Say nothing again. That'll be, what are we looking by? 8x7? And then, a whole door. Okay, yeah, we're going to
place Don't that. Forget the mirror in the foyer.
And the mirror in the foyer. Yeah, that'll come out to about 1832. But we're having a special this week on vampires and vampire slayers. Breaking through your stuff, so that'll be a $5 discount on that.
$5.
Oh my God!
Was Helsing here? Yeah, I'll give you the Helsing. I'll give you the Helsing discount.
The Helsing 10%
off your next purchase.
The next purchase. Buy five windows, get the second five for free.
If you live that long.
Well, wait, how many windows are we breaking through in one house? I mean.
It's Dracula, man. Dracula. You can
have a party.
I know, but
he never comes. Nobody, for the exception of the father vampire in The Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, Dracula don't come through your front door when he coming to attack. He comes through. Right. He slips in through somebody's window.
Yeah,
that's the ignorant rudeness of somebody. You show up at the window. You seduce someone through the glass. They open the window. You step in.
That is how it's done. I mean,
close the window behind you. And then when you see your life is in danger, jump through the window. You don't take your time to open it and go back out the way you came. No, you're gonna crash through the window, glass everywhere.
Well, there's a certain immediacy to the exit there, Mark. I don't think
are you defending this vampire from doing that?
I'm defending listen.
Not you, Mark. Steve is defending Dracula for committing, and as Mark so eloquently put it. So ignorant ass rudeness.
And all right, defending ignorant ass rudeness while your life is in danger. I call that minimal vandalism at least.
Well, you know how your life wouldn't be in danger? How about not trying to seduce people's daughters and shit through the glass?
Through the glass. Wait till they come out in the yard.
Look, right. I mean,
I think we're getting off on a tangent
with the seducing thing. I mean,
you don't see Lestat going through people's window.
First of all, you can't go through the window if you not invited. So if you invited, what?
I thought you was about to say you can't go through the window if you ain't pretty. I was like, what? They don't pretty bramblers come through the window? Ugly ones gotta wait in the woods. Ugly ones gotta wait in the woods and shit like this.
They have to lurk.
This bitch better be coming through the cave.
Can't have everything. Cannot have everything. You know, some people gotta wait in the woods. Some people can come to the window.
Wait, but Mark, but Steve, Lestat is one of the pretty ass vampires, and he ain't coming through no window. So what's his deal?
But he's in New Orleans. He don't have to. It's New Orleans.
Oh, they be dead. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So.
The implications of that line alone.
New Orleans, apparently all you need is to play some jazz and just stroll in.
Yeah. How did I get these beats?
I don't, Wow.
Whoa. Now, that's a lot of flashing.
That's adult shit for you, ladies.
I mean,
and
a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. I ain't mad, but yeah. You know,
that's grown-ass woman shit right there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
That's
the same for kids, ladies.
All I know that would be my profession. I would make a killing in the Hammer Horror
literally
world.
No pun intended.
Literally. Yeah.
He has a point. You going to tell us about Lestat?
No.
No. Why not, Mark?
You mean the new interview?
Yeah,
is that what we're talking about?
I think that's what Kirk was alluding to.
Oh,
I think
okay.
You smudged your.
Is that a?
Lindsay. I know. I'm like, what's going
that? On? Was that a segue? Okay. Yeah, I guess we were segueing from glass dealer to. I'm actually enjoying it. I haven't read the book in a very long time, but this is a wonderfully faithful adaptation brought to television.
Yeah.
It's got everything. It's got everything. And that's saying a lot, because a lot of times you get these televised adaptations of stuff. I mean, I know it's AMC, and you know, for years they've done The Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead. So they set the bar pretty high, but it's just a beautiful. It's beautifully shot.
Mm-hmm.
The acting is really good.
Yeah,
and you know this is a different Louis.
Yeah,
than what we got from Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he's a brother, first of all.
Yeah,
that's
it's a great one.
It's really great.
The unsung.
He does a great job. I've seen the first couple episodes. I really like it. Mm-hmm. I really, really like it.
Yeah. The girl that's playing Claudia is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes, because they also are going to be doing Anne Rice's Witches series.
Ooh.
In the spring.
Nice.
So it would be nice to see this series, when it does reach its end, roll into the Vampire Lestat. I think this will be strong enough for them to do that properly and do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hopefully we won't get a cheesy adaptation thrown, you know, because sometimes that happens.
Queen of the Damned.
Well, you know, that Queen of the Damned had so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I mean, it's a good movie for what it was.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, I think as I've gotten older and we start to see a lot of our books being turned into movies, I'm beginning to understand what the term based on really means. Mm. Because I mean,
a lot of creative license from the studio.
And I think people should start getting used to that, because I know a lot of times we look at stuff and we go, or we're crying for the nostalgia, the thing that we love so much growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But the series has to change. It has to evolve. And as long as it's changing and evolving for the better.
Yes.
I think that's what makes it. Because I know that Showtime is doing Let the Right One In.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, like, I went and I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, this is different, because unless I've never read the book, but in the theatrical versions, the vampire was being carried around by what we later find out was one of many, like the boy who falls in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was protecting her was one of those boys that fell in love with her years ago.
And
he just devoted his life to taking care of her. Right. This version, it looks like this is her father. Mm. And she got bit by a vampire at some point, and now he is like literally going out to find prey for her.
I hope not, because yeah, you just explained like something or something awesome, of awesome revelation about the original story there. So
the original film that was
the big thing was
we find out when the guy sacrifices himself. Mm-hmm. That's when we find out, oh, this was one of her, you know,
young friends.
At some point he was still mortal. He never became the immortal thing. So
I don't want to watch the show. I don't know.
You want to?
Well, because I've seen both of the movies. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's a different dynamic.
Vampire status of place. Mm-hmm. It's a vampire.
It will be nice if they get as far as Vampire Lestat. It'd be nice to get some rock and roll up in there. That'd be hot, I think. Because that was actually, for me, that was actually
horror movies.
What'd you say, Kurt?
Because rock and roll hasn't had enough play in horror movies.
Well,
Steven loves rock and roll.
Stranger Things.
That's not Vampire Lestat. That was just a little homage to Metallica. I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Kirk, did you finally see it?
Stranger Things?
Yeah. The last one.
I never told you because I was mad at y'all for not telling you about the Conan sword.
You know what?
Homeboy picks up the sword and I'm looking at it like, yes. 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 Yeah.
So what are you mad about Metallica for? I mean, I'm
not mad about Metallica. I like Metallica. Back in the 80s, I like Metallica.
Yeah. All right. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. That was actually, for me, that was one of the...
What if they switched it to Wu-Tang Clan?
Like Lestat rapping? Lestat.
Oh, I'm just asking a question.
Oh my God. Mark took his glasses off.
I'm just asking. Because vampires can't be just... niggas in a bad place.
And like most black people would be vampires.
Niggas get caught in bad shit sometimes, you know? Sometimes shit happens. I'm just saying. That could be like one of those like a Justin Bieber type.
What's up, Bieber?
Or Vanilla Price. He could be like a Vanilla Price.
Oh my God.
Okay, for context, listeners, there was a meme I sent to my three compadres here that was basically a mashup between Vincent Price and Vanilla Ice. And it was called Vanilla Price.
I'm like, who did that?
That's what Kirk is referencing right now.
although Vincent Price did a better rap.
Right.
Vanilla Ice.
Right. Darkness falls across
the land.
That is a very, very good point. Okay. And thankfully, Vincent Price business. Never got hung out of a hotel window by Suge Knight either.
No.
Right.
Right. And there is a dude grave diggers, so you know, I'm just saying. Sorry, please go on.
I could imagine Lestat starting sort of like a rock band, but like back in the day when they had a couple of like I remember the specifically the soundtrack from Judgment Night. There was I want to say it was PE did a mashup with Anthrax. There was a couple of songs on that soundtrack that I actually Onyx I want to say is on that, but it was like it was metal but it was with rap groups. Sorry. And
ooh, you exposed yourself
last year.
Metal.
Oh yeah, the soundtrack from Judgment Night.
Judgment Night.
I see your Judgment Night and Rage of Spawn.
Oh,
that album. That match.
That album's fire. Ooh, that album is fire. Dang. Absolutely.
Movie kind of missed its mark, but
no, because
they hit it on the head with that album, though.
They couldn't.
And the HBO series was awesome.
And the HBO series is phenomenal. It's must see.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I guess they were too busy trying to figure out how they were going to sell Happy Meals to make a decent Spawn movie, because they wanted to keep him kind of marketable. But meanwhile, by the time you fucking cast John Leguizamo as the Violator, I mean, you're already, because he was like what kind of, you know, how are you appealing to little kids,
right? You
know, with that.
Yeah.
So
he was the best part of that movie, actually.
He was the best part of the movie for grown-ups.
Yeah.
So big miss as far as the people that made that flick. But I also hear something else is in the works for him. Yeah, there is some Spawn talk. But there is a lot of it's hard to know what we're going to see these days and what we're not going to see, because of course, you know, especially after freaking Batgirl gets shelved, that's what we really ought to do. We need to figure out how to break into Warner Brothers and steal that goddamn movie.
That's a damn shame. I still have a feeling that fool is going to lose. Something's going to happen to him, and that movie's going to get released. There's no way. I put it this way. Roger Corman's Fantastic Four got out of the vault and got laid and got to people.
Yeah.
That Batgirl is not going to stay hidden for long. They're going to figure out a way. Because this guy, the guy that they have in charge of all of this, he canceled the Scooby-Doo 2 movie, which upset. And I liked the Scoob movie. The Scoob movie was a lot of fun. And so he canceled that. He's canceled like literally half of everything on DC. He's canceled Cartoon Network. I'm like, What do you have against?
What the hell?
I can't help but feel it. You know, what's his background? Is he like a conservative, like extreme conservative?
He's a money man, and the problem is, what's the
difference between it's the same thing? Extreme conservative money man, they the same motherfucker. Look at his face.
he's just not stealing the money.
Nice one.
He's a guy that basically came in and was like, he's like, I'd rather take the L than have this stuff launched on streaming services and in the theater and not make its money back. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Right, because it would have made its money back.
It would have made its money.
Just on international rights alone.
That's and true. You could have actually started a franchise.
You had Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton coming back. Okay.
Wow.
That alone. Those two alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
And then he's also, I think, either he or the producers of the most recent Batman film are like, oh, we're not doing any more Batmans in that universe. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm confused here. Did nobody like this movie? Because I sure thought it was a much better.
Oh,
Batman.
I really liked it. Yeah.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
The Robert Pattinson one.
Robert Pattinson. Emo.
Oh.
Emo Batman.
Yeah.
I really like that one. Yeah.
I liked it too.
A serial killer.
My thing is that at this point, what could you possibly, like, you can't seem to make the DC fans happy. These people seem like they're just bitter for no reason. Nothing. I mean, you know, and it's always a comparison to Marvel, but Marvel took things in a completely different direction. They built everything up from the ground up.
And it was very methodical.
And it's piece by piece at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is how many times are we going to see origin stories from DC? We already know how Superman got here. We already know how Batman got here. There's no point in going back and trying to build off of that. And then, you know, just make the movies, enjoy them. You know, you don't have a stake in this. Nobody gives a shit. You're not writing the movies. You're not, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure many of these folks that think they could write them would probably write some of the biggest trash on the planet, because they would be trying to stick to a formula that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And that's why, and here, segue alert, that's why the last episode of She-Hulk was, well, I had to go back and watch that twice. Because at first I was like, what the hell just happened? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh, wait, this is the big, to those misogynistic fanboys mm-hmm. who want their way all the time and can't, mm-hmm. and Marvel's like, we're not doing what you want. We have a formula that works, and you either like it,
yeah,
or go to DC.
But even the stuff that we haven't liked, I did not like the last Thor movie. I mean, it had its moments.
It was just okay.
The one you couldn't finish.
we had the Eternals, which we were all sort of like, huh?
I think what I said about that was just that was just connective tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which,
and that's fucking bananas when you think that's where, like, DC makes one fuck up after the next. Marvel has so many home runs,
right,
that they can put out the Eternals,
yeah,
just to literally give you fucking plot context.
Yeah. Just a
uh-huh. the context for 2 hours
right.
of yeah. by the way, we're setting this up, setting this up, setting this up, setting this yeah. up.
Right.
But wait, mm-hmm. you're not giving me a chance to actually give a fuck about your characters. Is that Angelina Jolie? Doesn't she have enough money?
Right. Hold on.
Context, setup,
is that Jon Snow?
Wait, yeah. You want a big event at the end? Bro, look at a giant alien monster just show up out of the sky and take
them. And the end, and look, Kit Harington. Hi, Kit.
Exactly.
And then Blade. Yeah. Yeah.
And then a Blade voiceover. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Are you serious? And we sat through that.
Yes.
We did.
We all did. We all sat through that. Marvel has us that hooked.
They got us good.
Marvel is like the biggest cinema heroin dealer in the world.
Because you know what's messed up? Because even after we sit through this, you're sitting there like, I just wasted 2.5 hours of my life watching the Eternals, and ooh, Moon Knight's coming on. You know,
exactly.
You done forgot what you were angry about 5 minutes ago. You're sitting there like, there was a moment in She-Hulk when she's talking to Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he says, and she goes, she was something she told him, I don't want you to do. And he's like, but we were about to introduce, and she cut him off. And I was like, wait, who are you about to introduce?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I mean,
and then we see him.
And then we get what's his name?
Scar.
We get Scar.
And
we get Hulk and Scar. We get
Matt
Daredevil.
Yeah.
And Boys from Mode.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing's funnier to me than watching Daredevil leave her house in the morning. He looked like he had been put through the ringer. He was like
the walk of shame.
He was like, I'm sorry.
He walked around barefoot,
right in the grass. He had to.
What was the meme? It was like there was a meme that came out. It was Storm calling She-Hulk on the phone, talking about. Yes. I know you didn't let that man embarrass you in court like that. And her response, well, that's the only place he embarrassed me. And
in the walk of shame.
And Storm's like, I'll be right over.
Yeah. That was funny.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes. And I agree with Mark with like Marvel when like one thing pops up, because someone told me like, oh, there's another Ant-Man. And I was like, yeah, the last one was just okay. And then I saw the trailer for the new one. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? Yeah. Mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep.
I feel sorry for my daughter.
Oh God.
I feel sorry. Wow. No. Think about this.
Okay.
She's got. Look at all the stuff we have watched.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's got how many movies to go through? A ton of TV shows. Mm-hmm. I might as well just go to the store and get the books in hardcover and be like, look, just read these and call it a day, because you're not going to be able to catch up to all of.
Mark, you know the truth of the matter is, we should feel sorry for Cosette, because she's going to be taking us to the movie theater when we are old, because we cannot miss Moon Knight versus Blade versus Spider-Man. And we in our 80s and 90s, and we outside waiting for Cosette going, is she coming still?
Starring, you're like, starring people that haven't been born yet.
Starring people haven't born. Right. With Denise, like at the movie theater waiting for us because she's fucking still spry. And picking up niggas on the line. Waiting for my uncles.
What
motherfuckers be coming in.
You're Steven, that wasn't a brood, was it? I'm trying to think who that some bitch that beyond meat, beyonder.
That's beyond meat.
That's the man.
There probably will be a beyond meat. You know what? Mark, you just gave
the one
me
where
a messed
Deadpool
up
get
thought.
Married. Is this the one where Deadpool get married?
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, God.
No, you just gave me a messed up thought.
What?
Aliens is under the same corporate umbrella right now. So technically,
what?
The aliens, the could model of that could end up being the brood.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Oof.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow.
Oof.
I mean,
they could be ready to spring that on us.
Let me just put it this way. Werewolf by Night, which basically showed up out of nowhere. I don't even remember seeing
the trailer for it.
No, like the trailer came out. I'm like, wait, Werewolf by Night? Mm-hmm. So I guess Marvel is like, you know what? Let's dip our toe in the horror genre and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because that
was good.
Secret Invasion that's coming next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks terrifying. So, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it's a good thing because Sam, you know, old Sam Jackson gonna have a gray beard. So I don't have to get Just for Men no more.
No, Just for Men.
Shit.
and color myself in. I could just go to Comic-Con.
As is. Seen on TV.
So, because we still haven't gotten, for the exception of the scene in Multiverse,
mm-hmm.
We still haven't gotten the X-Men yet.
No.
Oh, right.
Man, they be coming in.
They had, and I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the thing with Deadpool 3?
Yeah.
I keep seeing hints about it.
Yeah, he's
introduced.
So Hugh Jackman was going to hang up the claws. Hugh Jackman's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that because he's like, he did this whole thing where he announced it. And Hugh Jackman is walking up the stairs in his house, and he's like, "You want to play Wolverine one more time?" And he's like, "Yeah, why not?"
Yeah, I saw that. And I was like, "Is that for real? For real? Yeah. That's awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, why not?
Oh man, so cool.
Ryan's a comedian and all that, but he knows people will stone his house if he's fucking with people like that. Like,
right, oh yeah, right. Oh yeah.
Right.
I just want to see Deadpool appear on She-Hulk and the both of them break the fourth wall at the same time.
Same time.
They're probably arguing. Wait, who were you talking to? Who were you talking to?
I was talking first. Who are you?
It's like, hey, it's my show. I know, but I'm Deadpool. You know, and it would be that.
That would be so cool. I'm Deadpool. That'd be funny as hell. Did you guys see the trailer for the holiday special for the Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
What?
Oh my God!
Oh no!
holiday special. Guardians of the Galaxy. You'll have to look at it. I won't. No spoilers. But oh my god.
Oh shit.
Yes.
All right, Denise, coming in with Christmas gifts really early right now.
Yes, sir.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay,
you got chicken.
Okay.
Ooh, I got Mark drinking.
Let me check it out tonight before
I go. No spoilers. It's coming soon.
They're just hitting us.
It's all sides.
It's like in 3 weeks. Come on.
I can't help but feel the death knell was when Marvel came out with Guardians of the Galaxy and they made an action raccoon be cool. and DC is still trying to figure out how much of a bro Aquaman need to be.
Oh God.
I will say this. DC, for lack of better term, what they really need to do is they need to concentrate on their television and their animated stuff, because that's where they're golden at.
That's true. Their animated stuff's always been solid.
But they took it off too. They stopped the animation department as well. They fired them.
Oh Lord. Yeah.
So I don't know about Harley Quinn for next season.
Yeah. But what they could do is they do what the X-Files did. Do a series of shows, television shows, and then take that cast and make a theatrical movie.
Yeah.
And like the Justice League should have been made up of everybody that was on The Flash and on all of the people we're familiar with. Not just kind of like
hire new people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the model goes wrong, because I don't even think they're trying to catch up to Marvel. Like at one point everybody was like, oh, they're trying to be. I think they're just trying to figure out how do we just make the fans happy? Because they always seem to be mad at us every time we do a movie.
They won't let us make money.
Money. Here's the thing. Marvel isn't just surviving on Die Hard, still in your parents' basement comic book readers. Okay. They modified. And see, so I always flash back to when I went to see Watchmen. And I was sitting in the theater and I'm loving every second of it. But I'm also thinking to myself, as I'm loving every second of it, I'm like, wait a minute. Are other people who didn't read this book going to like this?
Oh, that's a good question.
And that's the thing that Marvel figured out. Marvel, while being true for the most part, to Mark's earlier point, yeah, there were adaptations and there was shit moved around and there were things that were switched so that the 2-hour components made sense. And had, you know, proper act one, act two, act three, and whatever, and proper story build and the whole thing. But they made it accessible. And then they made a shit ton of money and it made more shit accessible. They made, like, first of all, I wasn't reading Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
I literally went into the theater just to kind of check a box. And came out halfway in tears because I was like, oh my God, this was amazing.
Right.
And again, with a talking fucking raccoon and a tree.
I am Groot.
A not very articulate tree at that. And you walk out of the theater and you're in love with these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Have motherfuckers coming out saying Vin Diesel's a genius.
Yes.
You're like, huh. So,
that's what DC never did.
But you know what?
Take a risk, pretty much.
And I'll add to that. Marvel did trip up long before this whole thing. I mean, we had a really great spot. We had two great Spider-Man films till everyone in the boardroom put their 2 cents in and ruined Sam Raimi's third film.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We had a love letter to Daredevil, but it completely missed the mark. Yeah. I don't know one person who saw Elektra. Same thing happened. The same thing happened with the X-Men. We had a great first film. Yes. That second one,
minus Hallie's wig.
We lost our minds in that second one with Nightcrawler and everything. And then Bryan Singer decided,
let's kill off a whole bunch of people.
Y'all are having fun. Let me mess this up over here.
Exactly.
So he ruined, and then we got one bad Fantastic Four film, a redeemable one, because we had the Silver Surfer. That's the only thing that saved that movie.
Right.
And then a succession of reboots. Long before we even got to Iron Man, then it was like, you know what? Maybe we should do this over. And X-Men First Class, I went in there like, might as well go see this, and walked out like, damn. Yeah. Okay. Y'all are doing your thing. And then we got, and not for nothing, I just recently watched the Phoenix one.
Oh, I watched like the first 10 minutes and I was
the new one. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I see what you tried to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think what happened by the time we got to this, the other Marvel stuff kind of eclipsed this. And I kind of feel sorry for Sony, because Sony has tried. Like, they keep trying. Like, I watched Morbius and I was like,
I almost watched it.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to watch Dahmer a little bit more. I saw it was streaming. I'll catch up to it. I did. I was like, let me finish Dahmer first. Yeah.
I literally turned into Hank Hill. I was like, dang it, Bobby. You
know? Oh, wow.
But I mean, they've been able to somehow figure out, okay, this is where we messed up back here. Mm-hmm. We did not get another Spider-Man reboot. Like, you know, Tom Holland comes in and it's like, look, we've already established this, you know, this at the other thing. We got Black Panther. Oof. and we have people going, I'm not too familiar with Black Panther. Right. Then we get a movie, and then everybody suddenly is wearing a dashiki and screaming Wakanda Forever. So it's like,
as they should, Wakanda Forever.
Mm-hmm. Wakanda Forever.
And I'm like, I give you credit. It's like but like you said, Stephen, there's so much material.
Yeah.
Stuff can get lost, and we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to go, well, how come they didn't give us I'm sure there's got to be one or two people out there like, well, where's another Eternals movie? I really enjoyed
those diehard Angelina fans.
Like me sitting at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy and screaming out, oh my god, it's Howard the Duck.
Shit like that.
Howard the Duck.
I did the same thing.
And you got kids now like, who's Howard the Duck? No one you need to know. We want to forget that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. True.
Don't you believe it. You know what? Now y'all got me pumped up. So I guess like.
What exactly? Like,
well, it's probably not going to come out until we are senior citizens.
Oh, shit.
But Marvel had Conan property for a minute.
Oh.
You never know. You never know. Saying.
That's true.
Let's set that shit up right now.
It's been a while since the last one, right? Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
The
Jason Momoa.
I still didn't see that one. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. I was watching
I was going to, and then Kirk like talked me out of it. No,
I was watching the History of Toys, and they were talking about the Conan dolls, and they thought it was a really good idea. So they made all the dolls, and then the person who had that idea, they actually watched the movie and they're like, this is not a kid's movie. Oof. Why are we making action figures? Yeah, they're like,
really? What was your first clue on that?
They were just trying to compete with Star Wars and other action figures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, He-Man and stuff like that.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. they brought out He-Man. Yeah.
Conan. When they did the same thing in 1977-78, when they brought out the Alien action figure.
Yes.
I remember seeing that thing in Woolworths. And I was mm-hmm. like, you know, I was like, wow. And then I saw the movie and I was like, huh.
Why would I want a box of my nightmares sitting on my dresser? Right. I wanted
that action figure so bad when I was a kid.
The alien?
Yeah. I wanted the big one. Yeah, I wanted that. That's so awesome.
Actually, I have the Funko Pop Alien Queen.
Ooh, that would be cool.
And that was before I saw the movie, too. I didn't even see the movie, but I just liked the monster.
Oh. Did you eventually see the movie?
H.R. Geiger.
Yes.
Okay. I did.
Twisted genius, and he was. I fell asleep
the first time.
I know you sleep through everything.
Some damn mushrooms.
Love you, mean it, bro.
What's up, Mark?
I want to segue into one more thing.
We only got a couple minutes. But because yeah, go ahead.
None of you probably saw it, but the biggest shock of the year had to be the new Doctor Who.
I keep seeing like pop-ups, so I think I saw it.
I did not see that coming a mile away.
This British
they
guy.
They brought back David Tennant.
Yes.
One of the most popular.
He's the best doctor. There will be a
black woman doctor. Right. She shows up.
Yeah,
and people had been making this uproar about the fact that that was supposedly the next doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She regenerates at the end of the show, and all of a sudden, it's David Tennant. And I'm sitting there like, wait, what? and my favorite part about it, are you saying
a black woman turned into David Tennant?
No. Oh, okay. Jodie Whittaker, who was playing Doctor Who.
The first woman
to play Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they turned her back into David Tennant.
Nice.
Who for the longest had been rumored to be coming back because everybody mm-hmm. loved him. Mm-hmm. But the way they did it is when he appears, she's like, okay, wait a minute. These teeth feel familiar. And she looks at her clothes. She goes, wait, what? What? And then it just ends, and I'm like, wow. So
that is awesome. That is awesome.
That's wild.
Yay! Like I see so many headlines. I'm like, is that real? Is that not real?
I gotta go back and check out all the other doctors before I start this one up again.
He's the best one. Yeah. Start from the David Tennant one. Yeah.
I like Eccleston.
He was good. He was really good. But there are rumors that he was really miserable on the set.
Right.
But he did some, those rumors a lot.
He had some great, you know, like the bad wolf episode was just fucking blew my mind. And so I love the Eccleston over David Tennant, but I do like David Tennant. I know.
Wow.
Come at me.
Ain't nobody coming after you about that. That's a very popular opinion, I think.
I'm gonna come at you. I got some time off in December.
Listen to this.
Well, I'm scared of you already.
You should be afraid. Be very afraid.
Just send me the bill for the window.
Because you know I'm breaking some glass.
She came through the window to get into the house.
That's right.
And then I held up the crucifix and then she ran to a different window.
You fucking Denise be 90 years old and still look like a young Uhura.
That's a fact.
Denise, what you coming through my window for like that?
Because I can.
Uhura, you want to come in? Oh, Denise,
all hailing frequencies open.
Cosette will be like, Dad, it's Kurt. Did she break his windows again? All right, come on. We got to get over there and get the window. Give him the 2-for-1 special.
That's a good segue.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so do we have to really ask, like, what would Steven be in those Hammer movies? Like, that was good. I like that, how you started that, Mark. Like, what would our jobs be in a Hammer horror movie? Dracula, because he did the glass maker. So it got to be Dracula.
I know what Steven would be.
Oh shit.
So you know how people sell soil?
Yeah.
That's Steven.
The dirt seller?
Yes. He'd be like, so Dracula. He'd be like, listen, I got this good soil from the cemetery up the way. It's just overturned. It's fresh. But if you want some 200-year-old soil, I got some over here. Not as many worms, but it'll still do the trick.
It'll give you the classic feel.
I guess.
Oh wow.
Go ahead, Mark. What would
literally
you, what
a dirt Denise dealer.
Denise, what I think Denise I would be Mark?
I would be the dressmaker. Girl, you gotta stand on this dress.
She's like, no, Denise be like, I know what you need. Corset. But I can't fit a corset.
I got another one for Denise. She the one that make the little fucking things that hide the bite marks.
Yes, she the makes choker.
Those
the
choker. Choker. Yeah. Little chokers.
Lace choker. Little lace choker. Yes.
You gotta pull that shit aside.
Mm-hmm. Now look, you want to keep the blood in. This leather choker will be perfect.
I'll drop off the laces next week.
The store will be called Chokers. Just that simple.
Oh my God, my store would like not be called Chokers.
Talk of the town.
Oh yes, it would.
Oh Harold, I must stop over the store here and get me a little thing. What, Chokers?
Chokers.
Yes, the chokers.
They're the rage of the town.
Now you see what you need, Denise.
Scandalous.
You need a nice bay window here. And I could do that for you for $49.95. So basically, we. Kirk would be the guy selling ale.
Oh, gosh.
He would be the guy.
He's the dude running the bar.
He's the dude running the bar.
He's telling your ass when the fuck to go home.
Right.
Shit's about to get. And you know what? The name go of the home. Bar? Sundown.
Sundown.
Yeah, you should go home.
Kirk don't take like, the high road. Take the low
Kirk
road.
Be like,
stay off the moors.
You've had enough. But I've only said, I said I had enough. And then next thing you know, I'm sitting across the street. Guy got thrown through the window. All right. Hey, Kirk be like, Mark, get away from my window. Get away from my window.
You bad luck, man. Get away from my window.
Get on.
That's the last time.
Is that Mark standing outside the window? There,
oh, nope. My God.
Like, why is that
I need
dude?
Some dirt so I can plant some flowers in the front. To hide the bodies.
Did you say you need some dirt?
I need some dirt, darling. Some
dirt. Oh, shit.
Happy to have several boxes of earth.
Excellent.
Right here. By some coincidence.
Oh, how fortuitous.
You know what? And after that movie, you all met up at my bar.
Right.
I'm like, wow, man, we made a killing this time. I don't know what to
literally.
Do.
Yeah, literally, just sitting there counting money.
Money.
Yeah, and some little boy runs in town. That shit ain't that bad.
Some little boy runs in. Boy, get out here. Get out this bar. So I have a message for Mr. Abbott. We have another window broken.
Another window.
Kirk. Why is that man outside your window with a tape measure? Don't worry about him. He's somebody I already know.
They're like this. Here, have another shot of him.
Trust me, you're going to need it.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Stars.
Oh, my goodness. So cool. Well, anyway.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yes. We're out of time.
Yeah,
for all intents and purposes anyway, but hey, this was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long hiatus.
And for those of you that were wondering why we were we were just kind of recharging our batteries, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, you know.
Wait, let's be honest, just because half of y'all motherfuckers didn't vote, Trump got in office, fucked up the economy, fucked up the gas, and now we all working extra hard just to make a living. That's why we haven't been around for a while.
You ain't never lied twice.
Well.
Just saying.
And you know what? On that cheerful note, We're going to remind you of the elections that are coming up.
Yes.
We're going to pray for John Fetterman, and we're going to sign out for Mark Abbott, Denise Tapscott, and the vivacious Kirk Johnson. I'm Stephen Van Patten. This has been another fantastic episode of Beef Minus Shenanigans. Yeah, I fucking said it. And we are out.